Welcome to the Human Futurology Podcast, where we use numbers and sequences to predict and analyze life events of public figures.
Red Bull F1 Racing have been in the news for probably all the wrong reasons the last couple of weeks. Bit of controversy, nothing hurts anything anyway to get more attention. But today we're going to be looking at Max Verstappen, and not just from the angle that he's a brilliant F1 racer and that he's a three times World Cup or World Champion in F1, but from the aspect of how can we look at him historically and make some future predictions and on successes and risks, and also how we can use this to help talent scouts identifying talent across not just sport, but business, sport, and in life in general. So let's look at Max first.
Yeah, just such an interesting case study, this, because the intelligent mathematical blueprint, as I call it, of Max Verstappen, as we unpack it today, is going to line up perfectly with critical moments of success. And as we line these moments up, there are going to be so many aha moments around how powerful the intelligent mathematical blueprint is and why understanding it is transformational in every single way. And as you said, you know, talking about talent scouts, whether it be in the NBA, basketball, or the NFL, or you know, rugby, or football, the biggest thing is wherever you're dealing with people and wherever you're dealing with highly talented people, the one thing that the coaches, the trainers, the mentors, the club, the investors have no knowledge around is a forward-looking view on the individual. They understand the history and they understand that intimately because that's what got that person to that point where they're prepared to invest in them or grow them, like F1, Red Bull Racing signing up Max Verstappen. But to be able to take an intelligent, forward-looking view on an individual and be able to pinpoint moments, pinnacles of opportunity, also areas or moments of higher than average risk, this suddenly gives the investor, the club, the scout a completely different set of lenses through which they can begin to assess and also manage this person.
Especially from the risk perspective, in terms of managing them, because so often if somebody goes off the boil performance-wise, the negativity around that from a media perspective, if it's a high-profile person, or in fact just from the club's selection team, could be quite the negative because they're always looking at one individual, if it's a team sport, to shine. Or in something like F1, you know, how can the number two driver actually, to the benefit of the team, be helpful, be groomed, and almost looking at a more shared perspective of, you know, you've seen it in the past where number two will suddenly outshine number one. Number one starts feeling very dejected, leaves the team, goes elsewhere, then suddenly performs and finds a new pinnacle. And it's often thought that it's the team's fault. But meanwhile, it actually could have just been a time, a period of risk, lower performance than they had.
Well, this is it. And within the intelligent mathematical blueprint, you can see how the numbers and the sequences that define our lives with and through this experiential data cube that I have created, which is laser accurate, how they influence our ability to perform. And there's absolutely no doubt about it that we have moments of peak potential and moments where the potential is much lower. So literally the beauty of the intelligent mathematical blueprint, especially where you're dealing with high-performing individuals, an individual that you're going to invest an enormous amount in, is you begin to intelligently unpack the seasonality
and the cycle
of their potentiality. And that is so important because that information just doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. It does exist through the blueprint.
But it doesn't.
But then
generally,
it's got to be understood. And once you understand it, everything changes. The way you look at the individual, the way you think about the individual, the way you plan around the individual. So the intelligent mathematical blueprint, and we're going to really dive into Max Verstappen now, but the intelligent mathematical blueprint, if you will, helps or improves strategic thinking and strategic planning around people, high-performing people, where there is a massive amount that is being invested and therefore a lot at stake.
So when we think of Max Verstappen, the thing that I am most interested in as well is we're going to be looking at his personal attainments, but from a physical and an emotional perspective, which is something that we have created too. You know, personal attainments exist in the traditional world of numerology, but they don't look at the subconscious self, the emotional personal attainment. So let's have a look at Max. Tell us about his date of birth, his life path, his personal attainments.
Well, I think what is so interesting to understand here is, and let me first frame this, is that the human futurology work and the applied research that we have done for over 10 years has leveraged core principles from numerology. It has, however, massively expanded and developed upon that through research, through test and learn, and through mathematical modeling. So just now we are, if you will, going to get into the blood and guts of the mathematical model of Max Verstappen's life, his intelligent data cube, which allows us to take a look at him with and through numbers, patterns, codes, and sequences. And that in itself is revelationary. But going back to some of the core data points, and this is what we are looking for, or what I'm looking for as the creator of the intelligent mathematical blueprint, is I realized that there were some core numbers. And when you understand these core numbers, you can then go and hunt for them within the blueprint. And when you find them in the blueprint, especially when they line up, you know that that is a golden moment of opportunity for the person. So let's take just one of the data points, which we will be working with through this podcast, and that is his full date of birth, which is the 30th of September, 1997. Now, if you add those numbers together, 30 plus 9 plus 1,997, you come to the value of 2036. 2036. If you split them apart, 2036, you get 11. And if you split that apart, 1 and 1 gives you 2. So the thing is, we now know that we are dealing with a life path sequence, as I call it, which is 2036/11/2, and we can refine it further down into just this, into the sequence 11-2. So that's the first sequence that we need to know about Max. The second critical sequence involves the day and the month that he's born in. So that's 30 September. 30 plus 9 gives you 39. You split them apart. 3 and 9 gives you 12. 1 and 2 gives you 3. So we now know that his physical personal attainment is the sequence 39/12/3, which can be reduced down, if you will, to 12-3. But it's all octaves of the number three that reside therein. So that would be 3, 12, 21, 30, and of course 39, right? And then we go and have a look for the next attainment, the next sequence that we need to know. And this is calculated through the unknowns, the values of which are 9 and 6. I know that because I'm doing it in my head. And that reveals 15, 6. So three critical octaves for me as a human futurist and sequences when I'm looking at Max Verstappen are 11, 2, 21 or 12, 3, and 15, 6. The moment I see those, I know that it is a reveal in terms of performance.
Well, when we look at Max's performance and we've looked now at his sort of personal attainment sequence, let's think about his early years. So his early years, 2006 to 2011, were golden years as a kart racer. And basically with 2008 being the pinnacle, the stonking year for him, he won the Belgian Cadet Championship in a CRG kart. He was entered into that by his dad, by Jos Verstappen. Then he also, in 2008, he won the Rotex Max Challenge and the Benelux Karting Series. So that really was the early start of his career. But there is actually a real golden year being 2008.
Yeah.
And a sequence that we can look at later in his life. So let's look into that sequence and the line of code that made 2008 so good. And why can we see something special happening for him in 2026?
Well, again, this is where when you understand history, you're able to take a forward-looking view of the future.
Fair enough.
Intelligently.
Yeah.
So by virtue of his performance in the karting world, it really all began, if you will, or kicked off very significantly in 2007. Now, I'm sitting with these data in front of me here, and if I look at 2007, there's a double 15-6 combining. Now, I've just revealed in the earlier statement that 15-6 is one of his core attainments.
On the emotional side.
Correct. So the thing is, there is in 2007 for Max Verstappen, it begins, and it's very clear here. The way this is when it really starts to get momentum. Then it builds into 2008, and as you correctly said, in 2008 he had all those wins. He had an absolutely stonking year, and the line of code that for 2008, as I'm looking at it here, is 4.22.47. Now, interestingly enough, none of those numbers line up with the three critical sequences that I mentioned. However, when you delve deeper into it, there is a tremendous performance-related synchronicity around this. And it is because those numbers 4 and 7 actually represent very, very, very significant triggers within the world of Max Verstappen in terms of performance, in terms of a result. And looking into the future, we see this repeating code in 2026. So 2026 for Max Verstappen has got exactly the same line of code in his intelligent mathematical blueprint as he had in 2008. And therefore, the probability, because remember, we're dealing with probabilities here, the probability of that year delivering phenomenal results to him is extraordinarily high. Because the thing is, having spent thousands of hours building, refining, and testing this data, these data cubes, these bespoke data cubes that I create for people. The one thing I know is that within our lives, we've got constant repeating cycles. So we have got repeating cycles, and within cycles, we've got repeating patterns. It's quite strange when you think about it in terms of all of a sudden, the saying history repeats itself.
Makes a lot of
Why
sense.
Why do I keep on doing the same thing? And there it is. It's because when you start to break your life down intelligently, numerically, mathematically, and using data, the data that's unique to you, you can begin to see these cycles, these repeating cycles in your life. And when you have golden moments and the same set of numbers are coming through or appearing in the future, it is again a very, very, it's a high opportunity moment. So looking at this, you know, we could therefore hypothesize that 2026 carries all the potential inside of it, performance-wise, achievement-wise, and attainment-wise, that Max had back in 2008.
Well, I think it's interesting from another perspective that the sequence repeats itself in 2026, and that is, if you look at the recent work you've been doing with timeline data and how the year impacts on certain people, let's look at Josh Verstappen, because his date of birth is the 4th of March, I think, 1972. Which, if you add that up, gives you 1979. And if you break that down, that gives you 26.
Correct.
So that means that his timeline, and of course he plays a massive role in Max's life.
Absolutely.
You know, that means that 2026 is something pretty special. And if we go back in the threes, it's 26, 25, 24. Now, with the controversy and with what's going on within the management at Red Bull and Josh Verstappen having a particular stance on that right now, is, you know, he would actually like to see management change. And it's just interesting that this is the beginning of that sort of happening in the 3 years prior for 2026. So it is going to be something pretty spectacular, or has the potential to be, if you know this in advance.
Well, yes, because, and just to go back to the backing number of Jos Verstappen, the 1979, 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 9 is 26, and that 26 is a reveal in terms of 2026. Now, because everything happens in threes, you go back three, just as you correctly said, 26, 25, 24. And when you understand these critical timelines in your life, you realize why these are the life-changing and life-defining moments. So the thing is, for Jos Verstappen, from 2024 through to 2026, this is a critical, critical moment in his life. These 3 years are life-shaping years for him, according to his unique blueprint. Now, the very interesting thing is that when I look at the performance and the codes, if you will, for Max Verstappen, the performance and the codes for Max Verstappen for the next couple of years are absolutely golden. Absolutely golden. So the thing is, he's in this extremely high performing, high potential, high delivery, high attainment time of his life. Ironically, it synchronizes perfectly with a critical timeline in the life of his father. However, the really interesting thing is that when we look a little bit further along, we can start to see where things could begin to turn. And this is again through a repeating set of codes, and here we're starting to talk 2029.
Well, it is. So if you look at the early years and the fantastic performance of Max as a kart racer, and it's obviously what caught the eye of the F1 scouts and the guys looking at the talent was that in 2011, he didn't have a very good performance year at all. And he had a very low finish. I think it was 14.
That's right.
In the European championships. And in his call name data, which is his everyday name, yeah, which is Max Verstappen, the number sequence for the year was 7, 13, 4, 10, 1.
Correct.
So what makes 2029 a potentially difficult year for Max?
Well, remember, I have spoken about the fact that historic data is a critical reveal in terms of intelligence for future data, right? And 2011 was not the best year for Max Verstappen, right? So we go and study the line of code that defined that year. Remember, and this is a completely unique line of code for Max Verstappen, as you said. And it was 7, 13, 4, 10, 1. Now, ironically, when we go and we look at 2029, we see exactly the same line of code repeating. So the thing is, the management team of Max Verstappen, if they had this intelligence, you would absolutely, in terms of strategic thinking and strategic planning, you would begin to think about 2029 differently. Because in his intelligent mathematical blueprint here, it is clear. It is clear as a bell that that is a year when, if you will, there is a much higher than average risk of not achieving goals or not achieving the desired objective. And remember, that is exactly what we are doing through this research, through this work, through this decade-long exercise of you know, research, test and learn, model, improve, refine, research, test and learn, model, improve, refine, is to be able to provide forward-looking intelligence where you can not only see golden moments, like, for example, 2026, but you can also see higher than average risk moments like 2029. And people listening to this podcast might think to themselves, but hold on a moment here. How can these codes be so accurate? Well, they are laser accurate. They are absolutely laser accurate. And I'm going to prove to you how laser accurate these codes are. Now, at the beginning of the podcast, I revealed what I, as a human futurist, look for in terms of three critical sequences, right? For performance, for golden moments. And in Max Verstappen's life, it was 11-2, 21-12-3, and 15-6. Now, when I study the build of his intelligent mathematical blueprint, the very first time those numbers line up, and it's as clear as a bell here, is in 2016. There it is, 2016. There's a perfect alignment here of those three critical performance and achievement-related numbers in the life of Max Verstappen. And what happened in 2016?
That was when Christian Horner appointed him to the Red Bull F1 racing team.
There we go. So that critical moment, that moment which saw Max Verstappen join an F1 team that would then take him on to become
the world champion.
World champion in 2021, that critical moment exists right here in his line of code.
And of course, 21 is 3.
Exactly, 2021, the year that he became world champion. Yeah, there again.
And the year alone, 21-3, is the timeline of his first world championship.
Exactly. So the thing is, whilst this might sound so out there, so far-fetched, so, almost so unbelievable, it's all there. And every single time I map the intelligent mathematical blueprint of someone and there is a critical event that is happening in their life, For example, Boris Johnson becoming Prime Minister of the UK in 2019, et cetera, et cetera. That's just an example. Every time there is a critical moment that takes place in a person's life, it is clearly revealed with and through their intelligent mathematical blueprint. Every single time, bull's eye. This is why I say that this is the future. Now, I know that I am only scratching the surface here. But the thing is, this is the future. It is the future in terms of how people, investors, clubs, scouts will think about who they are signing, the investment, the potential, the opportunity, also the development of the individual. You know, you come across this highly talented youngster. And you want to sign this youngster, and you sign them. You don't know, you can't take a forward-looking view on them, yet through this you can. Now, their golden moment might be in 3 years' time. Their golden moment might be in 5 or 6 years' time. When you have this kind of intelligence, now you will start to plan completely differently to optimize that golden moment. And the thing is, when you look at this, let's face it, the world of sport is big business, and when you are buying players or buying talent at vast sums of money, you want a return on your investment.
Well, I've just thought of something that's even not considered, because often talent will be nurtured and an injury comes in. And sometimes it's a pretty serious injury, so choices are made. Well, you know, it might be hard to recover from an injury like that. So actually, we're going to drop you. You're going to not be in the academy anymore, because most of the talent comes through various academy structures. But what if that person is actually earmarked for a golden moment a few years later, but that opportunity just never realizes because they have been dropped? Now, they may go on in their life and have another golden moment, but it might not be as big. And when you are looking at the next great thing, the next F1 world champion, the next captain, rugby captain to take a side through to the Rugby World Cup, the next football star for the likes of Man United, you know, who is going to be that person or those people that are going to take teams to the next level? And it really isn't a decision that can be made purely on historical form.
Well, the thing is, why are the top coaches obsessed with information, obsessed with data, obsessed with intelligence? Because it is allowing them to constantly find that razor's edge. And it is that razor's edge that gives them that tiny advantage over others. And in that tiny advantage lies the ability to win. And this is just another mechanism. These intelligent mathematical blueprints and the discipline of human futurology is just another mechanism through which you can tap into a deeper level of intelligence, help you make better decisions, better choices, therefore get a better return on your investment, and also in a highly competitive world, which sport is, gain that razor's edge that is the difference between winning and losing.
You've been listening to the Human Futurology Podcast. To find out more, visit us on www.humanfuturology.co.uk.